You are listening to the New Day of Hope broadcast with Helena and Glennis Langley. Enjoy.
Well, hello, dear friends, and welcome again to the New Day of Hope broadcast. Today, you are going to be blessed by the preaching of the word of the Lord. So this is a good time for you to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the New Day of Hope broadcast is on the air. Stay tuned for more.
I'm excited to come before you one more time. I have an interesting topic to share with you today. And the subject is, why worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray? If you look around, you'll find plenty of reasons to worry. We worry about the economy. We worry about inflation. We worry about the bills. We worry about our kids. We worry about getting older. And the list goes on and on. And all our worries, it brings us no joy or no happiness. We sometimes get depressed just worrying about things that will never happen. And all worry gives us in return is anxiety and indigestion. We make ourselves sick by worrying all the time. And worry comes from a Greek word that means to divide the mind. Anxiety splits us right down the middle, creating a double-minded thinker. And we know the Bible talks about we cannot be a double-minded person because a double-minded person is not stable. And worry takes away today's joy. Rather than worrying about tomorrow's trouble, worry voids today's strength. Suddenly, because of worry, our perception and strength are divided, distorting our vision and wasting our energy. Sometimes we worry about things that doesn't even make sense. And at the end of the day, we are feeling sick and depressed. But I have good news for you today. What if I told you that God offers the possibility of a worry-free life? Not less worry, no worry. You know, somebody sang a while back, "Don't worry, be happy." So in Philippians, Paul made mention about worrying. You see, the Christian in Philippi, they had problems just like us. There was a lot of stuff that was going on. And so Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." And verse 8 says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learn and receive from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you." Praise God. Because if anyone had a reason to worry and to be anxious, that was Paul. Because he went through a lot of stuff because he was a child of God. You see, Paul is not promoting an irresponsible or careless life. Paul told the Philippians that worry is to be replaced with faith. Rather than to worry about anything, you should pray about everything. No matter how small it may seem, pray to the Lord about it and He will answer. He may not answer in our own time. He may not come when you want Him, but He always comes on time. So pray about everything. Tell Him what you're going through, because He told us to pray. He said to come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy, and you will find grace to help in the time of need. He said to call unto me and I will answer. He also says to ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. He that calleth, he said that he will answer. So pray about everything. All of us at times have a tendency to worry. But I want to encourage you today to take that worrying and put it aside and pray to the Lord instead. Why worry when you can pray? In Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 through 27, it says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? I read verse 28 also. It says, and why take ye thoughts for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Verse 29. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, he was the richest man and the wisest man that ever lived, in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of those. Verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34 says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Praise God. So I read to you Matthew chapter 6, 25 through verse 34 because it was so good. I couldn't stop reading. So when you have some spare time, you can go back and read these verses because there's so much in these verses that should encourage us not to worry, but instead we should pray and depend upon our Heavenly Father because he says that he cares for you. You are more valuable than the sparrow. He clothed the lily in the field and he said that they don't have to toil, they don't have to do anything, but yet he take care of them. He said, aren't you more valuable than the sparrow? You are much more valuable than a sparrow. He loves you. You are his masterpiece. So he cares about you. He knows exactly what you need and when to give it to you. But in order for this to happen, you have to seek him first. Seek him above everything else. And he said, all these things that you're seeking, it will be added on to you. It doesn't happen overnight, but it will happen because worry changes nothing. All it gives you is a few sleepless nights, high blood pressure. You have hangover, not from drinking, but from having sleepless night. Praise God. So when you give your worries to God, you can sleep like a baby because the Bible says he gave his children sweet sleep. So you don't have to worry about anything. You see, anxiety will give you heartburn. Someone said that 30% of worries regard unchangeable deeds of the past. 12% focus on the opinion of others that cannot be controlled. You cannot allow yourself to be controlled by people. You're more than that. 40% of what we worry about never happen. So it shows we cannot change the situation. We cannot change circumstances. We cannot change anything when we're worrying. So why worry when you can pray? One songwriter says, Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. When you worry, you're making God to be a liar, because he said to trust him, cast all your cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. So if he cares for you and you are much more than a sparrow, why will I worry day in and day out? Because you're worrying about the bills. Does the worry take care of the bills? No. But if you pray and trust the Lord, he said that he will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. You see, worry is a dangerous pit for believers. If we fall into the worry pit, we forget that God is in control. Worry also causes us to forget that everything that happened to us must filter through his fingers of love. Worry will rob you of your joy. And we are constantly second-guessing God's faithfulness. Think about Job. Job was a man who feared God. He shunned evil, but yet he was tested by the Lord. And he stood firm. And the Bible says that he was more blessed than the beginning. He had a double portion of God's blessing because he remained faithful. His friends, his wife, all speak negative about God, but he was constant in his walk with God. Christians have the ability to pray instead of worry. Our prayer doesn't have to go through some process for God to hear us. He's a right on time God. And our prayers are immediately heard in heaven. We can pray when we feel tempted to worry. We must bring him our petition because God is concerned about us. We have a loving father who wants to hear our concern. I think I said that earlier. He knows what is bothering us, but we need to release it to him. The answer to our problems are in Christ Jesus. Our prayers aren't ignored or neglected. He is making all things work together for our good. Praise God. We must remind ourselves of God's word. Worrying every day makes us forget the truth of God's word. We need to reflect and meditate on what God's word revealed to us. When we begin to pray and repeat God's word back to him, our hearts will be strengthened to keep moving forward. Then we won't have time to worry because we are claiming the promises, because we are laying hold on the promises of God's word. Amen. And then when we pray, the enemy won't have time to attack our thoughts because Satan cannot read our minds, but he can send us unbelieving thoughts. It's our responsibility to guard our minds like good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We can reject anything that goes against the teaching of the word of God. We have to guard our mind. That's why we have to know the word of God. So when the enemy come with his scheme and he send these deceiving thoughts, we will know exactly what scripture to use and defeat the enemy. And we must yield to God's peace. He said he will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. So after you have prayed, we can receive the peace of God. We don't have to sit and worry about our problems. We can instead sing unto the Lord. We can sing songs of praises unto our King, because we know we are standing on the promises of God's word, that he will do exactly what he says that he will do. And so you and I need to make a conscious decision that I will not worry. Instead, I will pray, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes situation. And my God is a prayer answering God. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. Why will I worry? Why will I fret? Why will I go through difficulties? Why will I go through depression? When my God given me the prescription. He told me to pray in season and out of season. And I will pray and I will press through. No matter what may come my way, I will seek God. I will trust Him and I will cast everything on Him because I know He is a deliverer. He had delivered me before and He can do it again. And I praise Him. So Satan, get thee behind me because my God is an awesome God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So as you go about this week, remember these six words. Worry about nothing, but pray about everything. Worry about nothing, pray about everything. Praise God.
What a word, what a word. Why worry when you can pray? Listen, man, I know prayer works. I know it works. And so if you trust, there is no need to worry. If you trust, my friends, there is really no need to worry. If you commit your ways unto the Lord and trust also in Him, God will always work it out for you. You know, my friends, we never bring our broadcast to a close without again giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Today, He's knocking at your heart's door. He wants to come in. He wants to save you. He wants to change your life. He wants to turn your life around. It's left to you to give Him that opportunity to do so. Let us pray. Father, we thank You and we praise Your holy name for Your words today. We pray that You will speak to the hearts of those who do not know You. Speak to the hearts of those who also know You, that our lives would be transformed by the renewing of our minds. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
So as you go about this week, remember to trust in God and do not worry.